Okay. Give me a Rambam Ishus over here. Never have an Ebenezer.
What's the middle of Ebenezer?
I'm going to show you something over here that a new chat in the mitzvah of Puruvu. Puruvu is mentioned in Bereishis and mentioned in Noach. Shala, where's the mitzvah? And where's the mitzvah? And where's the bracha? Now, Bereishis, most Rishonim say, is the mitzvah and a bracha. So, where's the bracha? So, are the two parts of the pasuk over here? Well, one part, we'll see about it. You have a Bala Yitur and you have a Bala Yitur on Noshim. This year is a Bala Yitur. Anyway, the Rambam, the Hosichus, has four mitzvahs, two assays, and two lois assays. What's the assay? Lisa Isha B'Ksuba B'Kedushin. Lisa Isha, what's Lisa mean? What does Lisa mean?
Married.
No.
Suin.
Lisa means a suin, not just to get married. Complete process. B'Ksuba B'Kedushin. What's Ksuba? So it means Shechus V'Oina, it's Asay. To give sheikh sus v'ayna, that's a ksuk. Ksuk is rabbanon. Means sheikh sus v'ayna, the full process. Lisa isha, b'ksuba v'kedushin. How you kaina ha? B'ksuba v'kedushin. There are two processes, and so yeah, is isha here? Where's Kedushin here?
Back.
Find it. Yeah. Second. Lisa Isha. Ksuba B'Kedushin. Yeah. You have the other volume?
Okay.
Give me the other volume. Yeah, Ksuba V'Kedushin. That makes a complete Kedushin. Let's see the other one. These seats are Ksuba V'Kedushin. And then he says, what's a loy sasa? Shaloitzi boil, below silver kedushin. Birchas Chasanim, that's what I want over here. Birchas Chasanim. Birchas Chasanim. Listen to the Baal Eitur. Malach Mitzer Shalom Du Rabbi Seinu שאין החוסן זוכה בישתוי, אלא על ידי גימול דרוכים. We're not talking about כסף שטר ביר. אין החוסן זוכה בישתוי, אלא על ידי גימול דרוכים. Which are the three things? He says, which are the Gimel Drachim? Kiddushin, Chuppah, it's a Rambam. Birchas Chasanim. Birchas Chasanim, you hear that? It's part of the Kenyan. Kalam Lebrocha? Kalam Lebrocha, Surah Kanido. He learns more than that, just an Isser. It's a Kenyan. Nesuin, Birchas Nesuin is a part of the Kenyan. Gimel Drachim and the Birchas Echmehen. They're one of the three things. The Birchas Echmehen, what's the Pshat? I'll tell you. Rambam says, Mitzvah Lisa Isha B'Ksuba B'Kiddushin. Then he says, Lift voice, the lair voice, Mimeno. What does that mean? What's the mitzvah pruvu? Against the Rosh. What does the Rosh say? That pruvu has nothing to do with marriage, with the Pelegesh is a pruvu. The Rambam is saying, Lift voice, the lair voice, Mimeno. Mimeno. Who'd Mimeno go on? The one he said, Lisa Isha, B'Ksuba B'Kiddushin, with your wife. With your wife. Another way, even though the count has two mitzvahs, through a woman getting married, they complete each other. Well, what's the pshat? I'll tell you another question that bothers me. You have in Parsha Bereishis, you have Ayachulu, that's the end of the Shemayim Vorot Chol Tzvom. Before that, you have the mitzvah Puruvu. What's Puruvu doing in the middle, smack in the middle of Maisa Bereishis? What's Puruvu doing? A briskadiyuk. Right. After Vayichulu, should have Puruvu. But what does it have to do with Maisa Bereishis? What does Puruvu have to do with Maisa Bereishis? You see in the Sheva Brach, it's a Chiddush. It says, what's the last bracha? Most important bracha? Asher bara sasam v'simcha chasam v'kala. Asher, what's the bara chasam v'kala? So what do you see? Interesting is the Chazal, you have a Chumash, I should borrow chasam v'kala, sasa v'simcha. Let's see. Shabrachas. I see over here the Lashon HaPosek. Here. Vayivorach oisim alekim, vayirim alehem, puruvu. Have a hakira. What chat pasik? Vayivorach oisim alekim, vayirim alehem, puruvu. Now, what does it mean, vayirim alehem, puruvu? Was that explanation of the beginning of the pasik, vayivorach oisim alekim? Was that a separate statement? In other words, Vayirim Alehem Puruvu is that continuation of Vayivorach Esim Alekim. What bracha was it, Puruvu? Well, no. How do you read the pasuk? Vayivorach Hashem Elokim. Stop. Vayom Olehem Elokim Provo. There's a chazal. Vayivorach Hashem Elokim. Like the chazan of our weddings. Mishav Brachas. Mishav Brachas. Not Provo. Vayivorach Hashem Elokim. Vayom Olehem Elokim Provo. Again, what's that blowing in Parshas Bereishis? So you see a chiddush over here. That's Pshat Balito. The Bria of the world, the last thing he made was Zochon Akeva and made them into a family with Shev Brachas. That was the kinyan of the Nesuin. What was it? That's part of the Bria, Shabura, Chosim Akala. That was the Gemaha Bria. And the Bracha is what makes the Chosim Akala. That's what the Balitza says. We have three things. And he had one thing. I'll tell you why he had one thing. The other two things are to kick everybody else out. There was no one else around. That's to exclude everybody else. But to make through the Shev Brach, that was the Bria of Chosim Akala. Stop. That was the Chazan. That's what it says over there in Chazal. Yeah. It's interesting. They don't talk about it over here. I want to see. It's not possible. I want to go a little deep over here. That Provo. What's Provo? What's it doing over here? Provo is like this. I'll explain to you. Provo, Hashem finished the Bria with making Chosim Akala. But in order to continue this, that was the first shot. That was the deposit. But to continue this, he says, like the Rambam says, L'kayim Samin. You keep on doing this. Keep on doing what? Chosim Akala. Keep on making Chosim Akalas like I made Chosim Akala. Provo is part of the Bria, not Sama Mitzvah. Hashem is saying, you continue. It's a continuation of the Ma'aseh Bereishis. That's why it says, whoever this Provo is a Shutzef of Ma'aseh Bereishis. He's continuing the Chiyuv that Hashem made, the Chosim Akala. He's making Chosim Akala. That's why the Shulchan Aruch Ayoitz with the Mamza. Provo is with the Mamza. Shulchan Aruch says, yeah, but Shmuel says, no. Why not just with a Mamza? A Mamza is a very good boy. He's bigger than the Kohen Gadol, is the Talmud Chacham. But he's not a Chosim Akala. He's not a Chosim Akala, Mamza. Yovi Mamza Bakala Hashem. Correct? Your job is to continue making families. That's why Rama says, live twice, live with Mimeno. So the mitzvah approval starts with Kedushin. Making families. The mitzvah is not to have a boy and a girl. The mitzvah is not to have a boy and a girl. What's the mitzvah to have? A chosin and a kala. That's a mitzvah. That's Provo. A shabara. Sosin, a simcha, chosin and a kala. Chosin and a kala. That's the mitzvah. Continue. The Bria. That's why the mitzvah Provo is before Vayichulu. Why? Because that's the Gemara Mitzvah. I'm making Chosim Akala. Now you continue making Chosim Akalas. And Mamza B'Shmul says it's no good. And more than that, Lifas Libus Imeno, it's a continuation of the family. Make the family bigger. There's a Shiloh, big Shiloh. Renegade today, unfortunately. Unfortunately. Today, used to be, you know, a belt of people childless. A belt. They is no, very small amount. Very small amount of childless. What do they do? They have, they call it intervention. They do, for some reason, the regular way doesn't work. So they take his zera into a tube, and to injection, and they inject it into her. A velt of people like that. A velt. And they have children that way. That's called ambati. And we can't prove with ambati. What do you say about that? If part of family, Hashem made a family, and you have to continue the chayah with the, part of the family creation, I believe won't be yotzei ambati. Part of the boys, it will be a son. I'm not saying it's not a son. It will be a son. But that's not the mitzvah pruvu. It will be a son. He says it's a son. No, Bambati. It will be a son. It will be a son. But the mitzvah pruvu, lifois velibois mimeno, is part of the mitzvah of Hashem made a family. I'm making a family, a chasmakawa. And you make a chasmakawa. Now, to Ambati, I don't know if that is the mitzvah.
Sakta
b'peri. What? Yeah, Mama says part of the Maisa Bracious. Your job is Maisa Bracious, your job. Used to be Goyim had the mitzvah too before Matan Torah. Now only we have the mitzvah. So if that's the case, why don't you make a brach on Puravu? It's such a mitzvah. It's an important mitzvah. Why is no brach on Puravu? So I believe that the bracha of the Birchas Kedushin covers it. That's a Birchas Kedushin. The Birchas Kedushin says the mitzvah of Lipos, Lipos, Yemen, follows that. It's all part of, it's a chiyuv in making a mishpacha. Right, there's an expression in Hebrew, Hekim es mishpachtoi. Shigil or Pirkoi, Hekim es mishpachtoi. That is the mitzvah of establishing a mishpacha. So that's a boy and a girl. Not a boy and a girl. The word is Shabora, Chosan Vakalos, Chosan Vakalo. And Mom says, like, it won't be, it's against Machaba. Machaba is like the rush. Machaba was the rush that had nothing to do with marriage, nothing to do with anything. Just a boy and a girl, and that's it. And Bata will be good, and Mamza will be good. But Shmuel brings that, not Yitzhak with a Mamza.
How could you have?
Not Yitzhak with a Mamza. Why not? Why not? Why don't you have a Sam looking at the bus? Six reasons why you're not used to the mamza. Mitzvah bo b'aveira, all kinds of stupid stuff. Hear that? The reason why you're not used to the mamza is why not? Mamza ain't a chai, is one sheet, won't live. The answer is that it's not a mishpacha. The mitzvah is to make a chosen v'kala. He's not a boy or girl. Chosen v'kala, mamza's not a chosen. Even though you can marry a shifcha, that's not a chosen. Hear that? That's not a chosen.
His child's a psudaka also.
What?
His child's a psudaka.
What a psudaka?
If his child is a psudaka, is he to prove?
Or Saris.
Saris.
Also not. He's not a chosen.
Happy approval before you.
Shabora, sosem, v'simcha, bora, chosen, v'kala, and approval means continue. That's why it's before Vayechulu. It's part of my separations. Puravu is part of my separations. Continue. I'm making it like this. You have to continue. Make it larger, make it more. To make a mishpacha. I should borrow chosim v'kala. That's interesting. What's that? V'yivorcha isim alakim? That's sherebrachas. That's the brie of chosim v'kala. That's why you're not zoicha to a wife unless you have three things, he says. Balitur. Dushin, chupa, and sherebrachas. And bechsanim. That's part of the interesting thing over here. That's a Kenyan. Oh. The Nafkamina, a Queen's Baal Eater. Let's say they used to get married on Friday. And they, the Kedushin takes on the Chuppah. But then to the Sherbrochus. Shabbos became Shay, came back to Sherbrochus. Why not? Can be Queen of Kenyan on Shabbos. It's a Kenyan. Shebroch is a Kenyan. Balitz is Loshin. Begimut Vorm Zoicha, Kedushin, Chuppah, and Bechasanim. It's a Kenyan. Where did it come from? This Kenyan. It's what I'm telling you. And it's a Vayvorach Oisim Alekim. The Chazal. That was Sheva Brachas. Vayvorach Oisim Alekim. You have a Torah Shleima brings down the picture. It turns out, yo, that was Sheva. It's a Kenyan. It's a Baal Eitur. They didn't bring the Baal Eitur. But they say, Zoycha was the Sheva Brachas. That's Tam. That's a Kenyan. Not just Asak and Lido. What is this? He's Kainaha. That is marriage. A Jewish marriage is. A Jewish marriage is like Hashem made it. How did Hashem make the kitchen? Huh? Part of the Bria was the Bracha. My Bracha is Malikim. That was the Bria of Ashabara. Through how? Through the Brachas over here. That's a Kenyan. It's a different kind of marriage. It's a marriage through Brachas. Where else do you find that a marriage with brachas through that? Hasinai, the first marriage was Hasinai. We learned that Hasinai also through Matan Torah, through Matan Torah. The brachas there too. Where was the brachas? Where was the brachas of Matan Torah? Where was there? No. And all the brachas. Ashayokim Baruch Ashayokim Baruch Ash. I don't know what was said over there, but they had brachas. You had brachas over there. Oh. Oh. So now there's something else interesting about Puravu. You find you find interesting. It's a Gemara like this. You don't find Talmud Torah Pater's mitzvahs, right? You don't find Talmud Torah Pater's mitzvahs. But by Benazir, what did Benazir say? Nafshi choshka b'Torah. Boys ask me when should they get married? What age? So I would say like this. If you plan to be shrine or shrine at the house, to get married at start 35. If shrine or shrine will be in Bismedrish at night, then we'll talk business now. We'll see what kind of girl she is, this, that, you know? But if you'll be in the house, be stopping to learn. So, Mela, 35. Why 35? Because Bela Lapian said at 35, you should start going out into the world and her hair. You were Baron said, Usser, Usser, Usser. But, okay. But, well, what is Talmud Torah? So, if you look at the Gemara, interesting Gemara. What did Benazai say? Who knows the Gemara?
Ma'eser.
What?
Ma'eser.
Ma'eser? This is Skyim or Shemayim. It's a Lashon over there, huh? Yiskaimu Hashemayim Ayidei Acherim. Isn't there such a lesson over there? Right? Yiskaimu Hashemayim Ayidei Acherim. What's the pshat? Since the mitzvah provo is to create the world, you know that? Let others create the world. I'll create it my way. It's not a mitzvah stamp to that's a lesson over there. He said, Yiskaimu Hashemayim Ayidei Acherim. The mitzvah is bria. Mr. Provo is Bria Sa'olam. So he said, let others. You have the Lashon, where's the Lashon there? You got the words of Gemara. But Azai, where's Yivamas? You have the Lashon there? Where is it? Where's that Lashon over here? Ben Azai? So he's Skyma Shemayim. The mitzvah is Bria Sa'olam, right? It's Bria Sa'olam. You gotta find it over here. It's called Shemayim Ayidei Acherim. It's a mitzvah of Bria Sa'olam. You continue the Bria Sa'olam. That's his thing over here. So he says, let others do that. I'm gonna learn. Which means, what do you mean to say? I'm a kind of the world my way. Right? I'm a kind of the Kim Olam. It's a Kiyam Olam. I'll finish now. The Sefer Mitzvah has a funny lotion. Yeah, Sefer Mitzvah. You have it? Oh. Here. Ma'ese, listen. Shenapchi choshke b'torah. Efshel o'olam shiskai ma'idei acherim. What do you mean over here? What's it saying over here? The whole mitzvah is bria, right? Okay, you make your bria over here. You make your bria, right? I do it other way. Efshel o'olam shiskai ma'idei acherim. Right. Like Kiruv. Somebody asked about Kiruv yesterday. About Kiruv. I'm learning. You want to make Kiruv? Make your Kiruv over there. Yeah, you make it. Efchel Oilam Shiskayim Erechem. It seems in the Gemara that Puruvu, the mitzvah is Kiyam Oilam. If a Rambam says a mitzvah. Yeah, where's Rambam? There's a modern lotion over here. And with a little pshat. 1 minute. Puruvu, Reish Yud Beis. There's a lot of girsas over here, but it's interesting. Reish Yud Beis. Reish Yud Beis. Can I read it to you? What does he mean exactly here? Shetzivonu lifreis v'lerbois u'lechavin l'kayim amin. Shetzivonu lifreis v'lerbois u'lechavin l'kayim amin. Mizosi amitzah puravu. He says, a chosen is not chai be krishma. Oh, why is a chosen not chai be krishma? Because it can be a thing about beer. Let's say he's 40, 50, and she's 50. Is he part of krishma? Yeah. Getting married is a beer mitzvah. Ram says, no, on the puravu. What part is you is the puravu. Not getting married. Puravu. Right? Because she is a psula, the son who tamlas there, oisik mitzvah, puravu, not getting married. What does he mean over here? Lechavin, lekayim amin. What does that mean? Lekayim, lechavin, lekayim amin. What does he mean to say with that? What does it mean? So some leave it out, Taka. Now, we have it. We on the side. L'kayim ha-min. What's he mean over here? L'chavin l'kayim ha-min. L'chavin l'kayim ha-min. What's he mean? No, what does this mean over here? What does it mean? Allah, what does it mean over here?
The bracha.
So I'll tell you a chiddush. That kind of chavin amen, that you're not makayim puravu unless you're going to support your kids in koilu. Right? That you'll marry them off, making a chosam v'kala, and they have no money. The chavin amen is you're going to support them and help them get married. It's all part of Puravu. The Chai Vodom, the Hussi, the Ishta, the Bnoi, it's all part of Puravu. Right? Because the mitzvah is not just to have a baby. What's the mitzvah? Shabur Hussam Vakawa. Like Hashem made, you're continuing his work. Right? You have to support him. Right? Right. How long in Kailo? According to Baron, 35. According to Baron, forever.